Well, there was one other thing. I was lucky enough, or otherwise, to be on a video conference the other day. And while I was speaking, I kept hearing my own voice coming back at me, and I found that very confusing. Why is it the brain can't cope with this short delay?
Well, sometimes it's a very long delay, isn't it? Certainly on my mobile phone. I don't know about yours, but I think the reason for this is it's a learned thing. Because when you do lots of radio programmes, sometimes because of the processing involved in making radio programmes, you end up hearing a delay on your own voice. And initially, when you first start doing this, it's terribly distracting and you learn to ignore it. But I think what happens, we're very used to the fact that when we speak, you get sound coming at you from two different sources. One is the vibrations coming out of your mouth through the air and into your ears. The other is that when you speak or sing or make noises, the vibrations go into your bones and then into your inner ear via that route. So you have these two sources of sound coming at you. And I think we learn to control our speech patterns and our speech loudness and the cadence of our speech, and we make ourselves sound interesting by listening to ourselves in real time. You get used to that latency or the delay between you making the sound and then the stimulus coming back at you. And obviously, when it's coming through those two routes out of your mouth and into your ears again, the latency is incredibly short. So the feedback loop is optimized to work that way. When you start using electronic equipment and you try to apply the same latency, of course there's a much bigger delay, so your brain gets confused because it's trying to feed back and control what you're saying, but it's listening out for the information and it's coming much later than it thought it would. This confuses the brain, gets its interest going, and it says, right, I'm now listening for the sound, it's not there, oh, there it is, and that delay confuses you and you get sort of sidetracked, and it's that sidetracking that we find distracting until you learn to suppress it or ignore it. So I think that's basically what's going on. I think if you spent your life living on tele and video conferences, you'd probably find it a lot easier to cope with, but I wouldn't advise it.
I'd agree with that.
Thanks for joining us on the show, Neil.
Thanks very much.